Hello. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's been 2 weeks. It's been 2 weeks.
Well, I think you had your special error last week with the Children's Miracle Network, right?
See, I was supposed to be off this week. John screwed me up.
But I think it may have been 2 weeks since you're in the studio.
I don't know. See, I was supposed to be off this week. And then John's like, I'll see you Tuesday. And then, so I can't keep track of my life anymore.
Planted that seed.
He did. Okay, so maybe I'm off next week. We don't know. You never know when I'm going to show up. But I was a little confused. But then I was like, whatever John says, I will be there. So, hey, let's put a fork in it today. I'm here and I'm excited. And spring sprung yesterday again. So, Dale's diddling the dials
yes,
this morning.
Yes, making a cameo. John's under the weather, so I'm pinch hitting.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And I'm excited. I'm going to go through some exciting and interesting stuff today, and it's exciting to me because I like to eat. But let me introduce this show. This is Put a Fork in It, Grand Forks' most exciting and laughed at featured show. We'll see. Not sure. Might be Emmy nominated by myself soon. So pretty exciting. But my name is Courtney Barstead Logan. I am a realtor here in the Grand Cities with eXp Realty. You can find me on social media at Grand Cities Living. This is also streamed on YouTube at Put a Fork in It. And then you can also find it on Twitter at Grand Cities Life. If you miss any episodes, feel free to listen in at your favorite podcasting site. So all the things. I'm going to try not to look down this entire time because I have show notes here on my computer, but let's see if I can do that. I should have had them on like a teleprompter.
I was using that this morning for the news.
Were
and
you?
Yep. I kind of had it on the screen over there, and gosh, yeah. You got a whole list of goodies though today.
I do. So, oh, and I got to put my little disclaimer out there. If you want to contact my broker for anything, if you're offended by anything I say, or you just want to say hi to her, feel free to email her at nd.broker@exprealty.net. So now I got all that stuff out of there. Yes, last week was Children's Miracle Network Radiothon. So that was really fantastic. Thank you to everybody that called in. I was honored to be on XL93 and 96.1 The Fox with Dangerous Dave and Trevor D, and just helping to raise money for Sanford Children's, which is near and dear to my heart, and just loved hearing from everybody that called in. So thank you all for doing that. We raised close to $50,000, which is fantastic. Yeah, so next year, we'll be there again, ringing the bells and getting everybody, excited about it. So, and you can still give, if you missed it, if you're like, gosh darn it, I always give and I forgot this year, just give me a holler. I can put you in touch with those fine folks. So
you got the hookup.
I got the hookup. So, so today it's kind of a rapid fire list because, I'm calling today What's Cooking. Sad news last week. We heard that Vinyl Taco just abruptly closed on us. So, very sad. I absolutely love the Vinyl Taco and the margaritas and the chips and all the things there. So
did you have a go-to mini taco there?
I did. Yeah. I went with the vegetarian and I went with the, shrimp, no avocado salsa. Yeah. How about yourself?
I believe it was the walleye taco or the fish taco.
Oh, fish tacos. Yeah. Yep. That's also another fan fave. So what, I wanted to do is it was just very interesting. Everybody, you know, in town, it was, you know, I was showing the houses and talking to the people and they were all like, Vinyl Taco. And then some people were like, gosh, we should have gone there more. And I don't know the reason they closed. So who knows? But, I am here today. We're going to discuss what's cooking in the Grand Cities. And I'm going to share my, go-tos, my favorites. Don't judge me because we eat a lot of, provided food. Is that a good way of saying that? And just a way to encourage you to maybe try a new restaurant, to support a new restaurant, and to help keep these places in the Grand Cities. And also, if you're looking for a job, I bet every single one on my list would be hiring as well. So, and these are in just order of as I kind of went through online because my brain fails me as a mom of restaurants. Also, a little shout out to the Visit Grand Forks host. There's a lot of closed restaurants on your website, and there's a lot of restaurants not included. So so I would encourage you to maybe update that because be sad if someone showed up to a restaurant that was closed when visiting the Grand Cities. So if anyone's listening that knows those folks, give them a nudge. All right. Without further ado, I am going to go through some of my favorites here. What I order, again, don't judge me. I am not not always the healthiest person in the world, so I also eat like my son, who is a four-year-old. But here we go. So Brick and Barley, located downtown, locally owned, it is a 21+, but you can get food to go. My go-to, for whatever reason, is our margarita pizza. It just has this, like, delicious balsamic vinegar glaze on top of it, so that is fantastic. I know the macaroni and cheese is amazing, and then you do get the option of some of the real good cookies there, because those are the real good cookies, folks, as well. So also an assortment of beverages that you can do. They have trivia nights and all kinds of stuff, so hit up the folks at Brick and Barley. Broken Drum, can't beat going to the Broken Drum for I know I've gone for appetizers with friends. Great food. They might have some healthy options. I'm not sure. We didn't go that route. Charles and Tequila, they are now recently open for lunch, so hit them up. Sometimes that lunch option's great, because we do know that there sometimes is a bit of a wait to get in there, but believe me, that wait is worth it. They do the tableside guacamole, so make sure that you try that out when you go. And also, everything that you order, I feel like they, like, scan your brain when you walk in, because your food is there in, like, 3 minutes or less.
So, is that the newer one by Target, Best Buy?
It is. Yep. So it is over in the old...
Used to be Ruby Tuesdays, maybe?
Ruby Tuesdays. Yep. Yep. The old... And it's fantastic. So make sure to check them out. China Garden, a good go-to. That's located on 32nd. Make sure that you pop in there. Lunch is always one of my favorites option there. So check out the folks at China Garden. Crisp and Green Salad Company just was there yesterday, trying all of the options. And we did have Landon Bale in here with Crisp and Green, and he explained a little bit about their menu. So I do always encourage people to try something that is on that menu there.
He brought in some great smoothies.
Those are smoothies.
They're legendary.
The date smoothie was great. I had one of their Frescas yesterday, which is like a juice, water infused. I don't know. I felt healthier for drinking it. So you just feel healthier walking into that place. So. Darcy's Cafe usually needs no introduction, but one thing I do love about Darcy's, you can go on to their Facebook page and you can see pictures of, like, their specials for the day. You can also pick up to go, because I know every time I've gone to Darcy's, it is, like, jam-packed, and to get a spot is a little tough sometimes, so do that. Deke's Pizza, loved it as a college student, love it as a mom, love what they do in our community. They're always giving back to our community, and so love supporting them. I know that we had Jen in here from Santa Claus Girls. They always donate a pizza to the families with Santa Claus Girls, so definitely support Deke's Pizza and delicious pizza. You will notice there's a lot of pizza in here. We're a big pizza family. Ground Round, cannot say enough good things about Ground Round. They did the remodel during the pandemic, or whatever was going on there, right? One side in the summer, they have the garage doors up, so you have a great ambiance there. All kinds of food, from like a Tex-Mex to just a classic burger. You can go in. I believe they do have the corn dogs for the kids, which is my son's favorite. Someone asked the other day, do they still have the teas? Yes. If you went to college with me, Thursday tea night popcorn with some ranch on the side was a staple.
I love the turkey pretzels there. That's my go-to.
Turkey pretzels. Mm-hmm. Okay. Try that out. So go hit up the folks at Ground Round. Half Brothers also saw that they have purchased a new oven, and they will be still doing some pizzas. The pretzel bites are fantastic. Of course, they've got great local brews. They were one of our favorites here when we did our little What's Brewing in the Grand Cities. So Half Brothers downtown, that is also family friendly. So you do not need to be 21+ to go in there. They have all kinds of, like, picnic tables and seating in there, which is great. A little backspace as well. They do have events, different bingo nights and whatnot. So hit them up. Great food, great brews.
I know they have local artists come by and play music there too sometimes. Yeah. In their basement. I think their basement, they have a little small venue area.
I've never been in the basement. Okay, and you can rent that out, I've seen. So, one that's at our house at least once a week, House of Punjab. Amazing. I love the chicken tikka masala. Can't get enough of it. So delicious. Make sure to hit them up and try their food. Even if we order to go all the time in delivery, it's fast and it's like piping hot. So make sure to hit up House of Punjab.
Do you have to have a strong sense to tolerance of spices for House of Punjab?
No. I am not a super spicy person. So, and I think you can, I do like the mild for the tikka masala, but I think you can raise your spice level on whatever you do. So I do the baby palate kind of stuff. So just love that flavor. Italian Moon, again, they're at our house, probably a little too much as well. But you can't beat the queso. So start with the chips and queso. I love the pizza. My son's a pepperoni pizza fan, as you can tell with our list of places here. But they do have great. One thing I do really love is just getting their beef nachos delivered. And maybe it's because of where we live, but it's always nice and warm as well. So you don't get like the stale, chewy nachos when they arrive. So hopefully that's always a thing. But they are great. And you can go dine in. It just gives you that like classic pizza place feel. It just is. It's such a great place to go.
Awesome lunch buffet there too. Mm-hmm, yeah, that's it's a few blocks from there, so I try and hit it up a few times a year at least. So
yes, and people, I believe they're called Whalers, as they're like in competition with the Grinders. People think that that sandwich is better than. So I don't know. Maybe we could have a little sandwich off one day. JL Beers. I always recommend this to my clients from out of town. If they have questions about like the best burger in town, it is 21 plus, but, go in, get the Humpty Dumpty burger. I like the chips. I think they still have, you have to like order the chips and the, beer cheese dip.
The dip sauce. Yes.
So good. But like, don't look at the calories when you go in there, you know, just get the Humpty Dumpty burger, get the egg on there, feel good about the protein, you know, do the thing, but so good. Best burger in town. And I'll fight you for that. The Hub, love all their food. They've got some great specials. Sometimes people forget about them as a bar tucked in there, but such a good place to go.
Gravy fries.
Gravy fries. You got to get the gravy if you get one of their food items there. Where are we at here? Little Bangkok. I tend to hit up their food truck a lot in the summer. I love that they're at all of the events. So love to grab the pad thai from there. But you can go to their restaurant in East Grand Forks as well. And so wonderful Thai food there. Let's see. Paul said Fuji. Yeah, you can't beat Fuji with a little yum yum sauce. So that is delicious as well. Another pizza place, Mike's Pizza. Absolutely love Mike's Pizza. What I get is the cheeseburger pizza with extra pickles on the side. And then they do have a spinach dip, a cold spinach dip. So think maybe back in the day, Green Mill, with warm breadsticks. So you get like a cold spinach dip with a warm breadstick. I'm telling you, you'll never change your mind about any other better spinach dip. So check out Mike's Pizza. They do also have a lunch buffet, but they don't have those two options on there. And so I always go right for the menu. Mexican Village. Absolutely love their chips and sauce and the queso and all the things. They are tucked in on Washington, South Washington. So wonderful place to go.
Longtime local institution.
Oh, yeah. So good.
I think, was it California burrito? Is that the, I think that's the one they have there. That's one of my go-tos.
Yeah,
there.
A little guacamole in there.
I think maybe, so, yeah. I believe a burrito covered in mashed potatoes, I want to say.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
It's been a while since I got it, but I remember that was my go-to always there, and along with the fried ice cream.
Fried ice cream, yes. And I'm an enchilada fan, so I go for the chicken enchiladas there. One of my favorite hidden gems, the North Dakota Museum of Art Cafe. They have daily specials, so I follow them on social so I can see like what the soups is, salads. They have unique options. And then they just opened a happy hour menu. So they will be serving beer, wine, I don't believe spirits, maybe. But you can get different happy hour options, which is great. I think they're open till like 6:30. Don't quote me. Hit up their site. But go in. You walk into the cafe, and it's just in the basement. But like such a charming place. Wonderful place to go for lunch. Always have, you know, great sandwiches and specials. So be sure to check them out. Northside Cafe, absolutely amazing breakfast. That's all I have had there, so I can't say anything else. But everybody I know that has gone there has just loved it. But the breakfasts are great. A good seating option. That is, for a flashback for people, that's in the old Suite 49, if you remember what that was. I think Albatross was in there for a while. Yep, right next to the Ralph. So go hit them up. Awesome breakfast option on the weekend. Paradiso, I feel like there's always an option for Paradiso. Our family loves it, again, because there's corn dogs on the kids' menu. But you can't go wrong with Paradiso. Is it traditional Mexican flavors? No, it's North Dakota Mexican flavors, right? But it's delicious. You're going to fill up on chips and salsa and enjoy the menu. Love a margarita from there and just go and enjoy. Parrots K. I like some of their lavashes, and I know I'm not a wing fan, the biggest wing fan, but they do, I would say, by popular vote, have the best wings here in town. So,
and here nationally too, a lot of people give them national praise too among the country.
Okay, yeah. They're always just like chock full of sauce on them. So if you are a wing fan and you have not been to Parrots K, you are missing out. Make sure to hit them up. They do also offer buses, I know, many times to hockey games, concerts, things like that. So they are on South Washington. Make sure to check them out. Pizza, again, I told you we're going to have so many pizzas on here. I do love their chicken bacon ranch pizza, avocado, chicken bacon avocado. Now, I'm okay without the bacon because I think we've talked about that before. I'm not a bacon fan. But getting the avocado on there with that ranch sauce, I tell you what, it's so good. They have a great crust. Wonderful food from Pizza. Check them out online. They're a locally owned place. They did used to have a lunch buffet, so don't quote me on that. I don't do lunch.
Burning pizza question, Courtney.
Yeah.
Pro or anti-pineapple?
Pro pineapple.
All right.
Yeah. You got to try, pepperoni pineapple is one of my favorite pineapples.
Okay. I'm always used to the Hawaiian with Canadian bacon. Never thought of pepperoni with pineapple.
Try it. Yeah, because you get a little bit of like the spice with a little bit of pineapple. Sometimes Canadian bacon and pineapple gets a little too sweet for me. So, yeah. Or you do the chicken with the pineapple.
I have done that.
That's
before.
Good, too. Yeah. This one's going to surprise you. Another pizza place. Papalino's. Can't miss the Pops. They do a nice square cut on the bigger pizzas, which is great. But they have like the delicious blend of cheese. I don't know what they got going on there, but so good. Papalino's, they are a staple from college and beyond. Red Pepper, need I say more? Right. I think everybody has heard of Red Pepper and you need to get in there and try that. I'm still petitioning for the old buns to come back. So nobody's asked my opinion on that in a while, but would still love those Hugo's buns back. But delicious grinders. You got to go check it out. Half turkey grinder with taco meat and warmed up. Got to warm it up.
That's my go-to also. Yep, that's favorite grinder. Yeah.
So good. You got to do it. And then the chip sauce and white sauce. So do it better. Rhombus Pizza. No, it's going to mess with some people here, but the Thai Pie, I think it's called, the Thai Pizza. So delicious. Always got to go that route. Or I think it's the American something. It's like a bacon cheeseburger pizza, again, with extra pickles. They have a buffalo chicken dip right now, which is amazing. Their breadsticks are amazing. I could eat a Rhombus Pizza every day.
And they always have like all kinds of unique, like monthly limited time only pizzas. Like I had like a loaded baked potato pizza there once. Yeah. They always have all kinds of like 1 month only pizzas. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go check them out. I'm like a creature of habit. So, sometimes I like don't want to veer from my faves. Sky's 322. Just in there, they had done a mild remodel when they were getting the Olive Ann Hotel all set up. absolutely delicious food. I would say it's one of my favorite steaks in town is the filet mignon. It just, I don't know what they do. It's so delicious. So go check them out. Or if you just want to go in and grab a cocktail, they have a cool cocktail menu and a really fun bar area. So go check them out. In the area of meats, Harry's Steakhouse, such an awesome place. The ambiance in there is just the coolest. It's like a throwback to the Prohibition days. Is that right? I think is the vibe we're going for in there. So great steak sides. You can just kind of choose from. It's kind of fun to go with a few people because you can get the a la carte sides and try a lot of different things. I did have the carrot cake for dessert for my birthday, so I would recommend saving a little room for dessert if you can. But just a really fun place to go. I love the coffees, the teas, all the things in town. Scooter's Coffee, I know some people have not heard of them or not been in. You're missing out. They're located on Washington. Go in there.
The old Taco John's on Wash.
The old Taco John's, yes. So go check out Scooter's. Just super fun. Awesome team members that work there. If you don't see something, so if you're a regular, like, Starbucks person, I can say mine, you know, by memory there, wherever I go. And so I was like, I want to try this place. And I said, you know, this is what I usually get. What would I get? And oh my gosh, I do this like iced coffee thing there that is, it's delicious. Some caramel, something. I don't know. It's so good. So great folks at Scooter's, check them out. Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea. If you follow me on social media, you saw that I went to like the quadruple size of the mango tea this weekend. I did it 2 days in a row, a Friday and a Saturday. So good.
I did see your post. You're enjoying yourself with that guy.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. Yeah. So go check that out. They have a huge variety of coffee options, and then the teas, which are really good. One of the coffee things that they shared when they opened is they liked it didn't have like a bitter taste to it. So if there's some, you know, coffee chains that you don't like the bitterness in the coffee, go check out Sweetwater's Coffee and Tea. So they're going to be in Edgewood I want to say 46th, and then they are also in the Olivan Hotel downtown, so you can check them out. One thing I also love is like all of their baked goods. They have croissants, which those are baked in house, so you're not getting it out of the package and then warmed up. So I don't know how else does that. I do enjoy the packaged warmed up option as well. Southgate, hello. You can go in and play some bingo, but you can also get a great lavash, which is wonderful. The beef tips, I think they still have there. They've got like the baby red potatoes, I think. So awesome food at Southgate. And then always entertainment, gaming. I think they still have the pig wheel there.
They do have pig wheel.
They do.
I'm a big fan of the pig wheel. One of only like a few places in town that have it.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. You got Bonzers. You know, we need to do that. Like, what's gambling in
Ooh,
Grand Forks?
Yay, there we go.
Right?
Yes.
So what's going on? Speedway. This is a little gem that I like often forget, but since the Bronze Boot closed, I feel like this is kind of like one of our last like kind of locally steakhouse, you know, options. So good. Go into Speedway. You can get all kinds of I love the option of getting like the hash browns on the side, right? You know, you're at a local good place. Speedway, some people remember them from across the state.
And great custom steak sauces, too.
Steak sauce. Okay. I haven't had the steak sauces. I did go in for the tomato soup and grilled cheese sandwich the other day, so that was delicious. So check out Speedway. In the summer, they do also have an amazing patio, so consider them for your patio option. The Toasted Frog, so good. Here's what I always do. You got to start with the pickles. I go with the lemon drop martini with it, regardless of the time of year. It's always summer for me. So go with the lemon drop martini if you're a drinker and get the pickles. Then I always like to do, if, you know, depending on how I'm feeling for the dinner, sometimes I go with a special because they do have some really good specials there. Or they do have a delicious open-faced chicken pesto sandwich, which is awesome. Or you just go appetizers, get the sweet potato fries and the dipping sauce that comes with that. And then they do have a flourless pudding cake for dessert with ice cream. So
you're getting me hungry, Courtney.
I know. So here's my goal. I want people to be like, oh my gosh, I haven't been there in forever. Courtney, I'm going out for dinner tonight to these places because we need to support these places. So. And then Up North Pizza, love, absolutely love theirs. They also have like a different pizza of the month, and so you can go check them out. But I also like they have a Thai option there. They have this delicious taco type pie. I think they call it like a Tex-Mex something, but it's got like a great cream sauce on it. I don't even know. It's so good. So you got to go check that one out. Dine in or take it with you, but dine in options are great. They've got some good space in there, and then they've got some awesome events. So I know they always have like a trivia night. I think they had like Taylor Swift trivia a few weeks ago. So go check them out. And then for my Fargo folks, I saw that you guys are getting this back. So Grand Forks, we still need to keep supporting ours. Happy Joe's. Can't beat the Happy Joe's, okay? Taco pizza. If you have not had the taco pizza from Happy Joe's, you are absolutely missing out. Your life is not complete without the taco pizza from Happy Joe's. So check them out. We do also love dining in because you can put the quarter in and watch the train go around. And if it lands in a certain spot, you can get a prize. So do that.
And I will say, I know we mentioned a few other places that do pizza lunch buffets, but they are my favorite pizza lunch buffet in town.
Do you like the caramel rolls for
dessert? Yes. Yeah, oh my goodness. Yes.
Caramel rolls for dessert. Mm-hmm. Yeah, chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
Grab yourself a chicken nugget.
Soup, everything.
yeah, the pudding. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do all of the things. Oh, Paul said the Happy Joe special. I don't know what that is because I just like stick with my local favorite, the taco pizza. And then if you do the Canadian bacon there, it's like the diced square Canadian bacon. So just so good. So here's the goal of this list. If I'm missing anything, drop it on here because let's make sure that we support our restaurants here in town. I know sometimes it's easy just to go on the app and order from Domino's. Guilty as charged, but make sure that we're broadening our horizons here, hitting up some of our local places, and also great chain restaurants that are owned by local folks as well. So if I'm missing anything, let me know because I absolutely love to obviously eat out in town. Sauerkraut and Canadian bacon, get out of here. No way. No one wants that in their world. There's crap. Okay.
Denied.
Pineapple belongs on pizza. Sauerkraut does not. So, yeah. Really yeah. Right? Yeah. That just, I feel like it would show up and stank. So, please do that. I know, again, sad to see some of our restaurants closing here in town. We can have nice things, people. Let's just make sure that we support and broaden our horizons and check out all these places here in town. So hit me up if I missed anything. Would love to have. If you own one of these businesses, come in. Would love to hear about what makes your business tick and all the things. So make sure today with everything that you do, you enjoy a snack, a treat, whatever it might be, and you put a fork in it. Have a great day. Ooh.